I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro with an important announcement. America is being taken down. We are no longer a sovereign nation with borders, but a globalist landing spot with benefits for all who demand entry and then receive all the benefits of American citizens. And we don't even know who they are. Our borders are the entry point for fentanyl and the artery throughout our country, killing 100,000 Americans a year. Our economy, on the verge of recession. Our public schools no longer teach education, but are focused on indoctrination and transforming our children. In my new book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic, I present an indictment against the left. Get your copy today at judgejbook.com. This is a must-read if you care about our nation. No other book presents a case against those who are destroying our nation. Get your copy today at judgejbook.com. That's judgejbook.com.
The Council of Franks, on behalf of delicious Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks, has declared its official position. Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks are 100% Beef Frank delicious. This summer, choose delicious. Choose 100% beef. Keep it Oscar.
But with me in studio, it's my privilege to get one of America's great entrepreneurs. Burst on the scene as a rapper, Master P. Percy, Master P. Miller. Welcome, Percy. Great to see you again.
Glad to be here, my brother.
It was just so honored to see you, see how it all started with you.
Yeah.
You were able to give me some time, give me a day to go through where you grew up, where you live, what you do now, and how you became the entrepreneur you are.
It's the real American dream. And I just want to let people know, don't be afraid to grow up. Don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to get better. God has blessed me to where I got a second chance. And now I want to educate. I want to give back. I want to make a difference. That's what my life is about now, being a servant. So I'm growing. I want to keep help building future leaders. And I'm on a journey. So this is only the beginning. I went from hip-hop now to the king of breakfast food.
Right. King of breakfast. Everything, though. So,
yes.
So just so you know, Master P was – no one was really cutting using a machete to cut through the tough times for you.
Yes.
You grew up in a tough neighborhood. You went out of your way to go to school.
Yep.
You wore a tie.
Yes.
Cut through gang-infested areas,
yes,
back and forth.
Yes.
And not only were you surviving, you tapped into education.
Yes.
You thrived. And with that, you looked at it as an opportunity.
Yes.
And you burst out.
Education saved my life and changed my life. I'm just thankful for my grandparents sending me to St. Monica Catholic School as a middle school student. And it gave me that foundation to where I can do what I need to do now.
Right.
And it's a choice. Like, so nobody's perfect. I know as Americans, we go through all different kind of things, but I'm just blessed to be able now to be able to come from hip hop and could truly say that I'm thankful for my humble beginnings. I'm always going to be humble, but now I'm able to create business and give people opportunities. When you look at African-American CEOs in Fortune 500 companies, we only make up a tenth of 1%. And so I want to add that diversity. So I'm thankful that Post gave me this distribution deal to get my product nationwide.
Post cereal.
Out of all, like, cereal companies been around for at least 100 years. And blacks are probably one of the top consumers of this product. Never had an African-American owner of a brand. So our company is black owned, but we make product for everybody. Asians, whites, Latinos, and black. I mean, we make the American product, the American brand.
Right.
So I'm excited about that because diversity. When you look on the grocery store shelves, for Post to step up, this is what America is about.
Right.
We're stronger together, and we're making a difference now. Now we'll be able to change a lot of the communities and the culture with me and Snoop with what we're doing with Snoop Cereal.
Yeah, let's introduce that. So
yes,
one of your concept is you bring people in as partners. You let them be
yes,
owners.
Yes.
And with Snoop, First, tell everyone how Snoop Dogg, you stepped up and kind of reprogrammed his career.
Yeah, so, I mean, Snoop come from hip-hop, but he's probably one of the most recognizable entertainers in the world now. He's on every commercial, and I'm like, Snoop, it's time for us it's time for us to build a brand. I mean, we'll be able to pass this down from generation to generation. This will be around when we're not around. So I love Snoop. He's my brother. We're growing together. We're not perfect. We're getting better. And that's what America's about. But what I told Snoop was, let's create this family brand. Because when you look at all these big brands out there, these are family names. So when you look at the cereal, and I want to show you this.
Yeah, and by the way, we're streaming on Fox Nation, so check it out.
Snoop cereal. These are characters.
Cinnamon Toasties.
Cinnamon Toasties. Let me show you the other one. Fruity Hoops.
And fruit, instead of Fruit Loops, you have your own?
Yeah, so remember we was in a big trademark infringement with Kellogg's. They made us change the name. It was Snoop Loops. We had to take it. So I want to tell America about failure. We failed so many times. We spent millions of dollars building this brand, had to start over. Kellogg's made us take it off the shelves. And I just thank all the people that believe in us, even like the Walmarts, the Targets, the Albertsons. We in Amazon.com now. Like, all these brands came and said, we love what you guys are doing. And so now we have this product, Snoop cereal. So we went from one cereal. And I want to show you this.
Look at this.
We got cereal, y'all. America, we got cereal.
So and it looks like this is Frosted Drizzlers.
Yes.
Nice.
So look at that. This is all good stuff. And what I love about this now, it's not about knocking all other products out there. We're finally adding diversity into the stores to where when you look at, I grew up in poverty. I grew up on WIC eating cereal. I mean, my family didn't have money, so I grew up, cereal was my breakfast.
It was it.
Yeah, so.
Dinner sometimes.
And my dinner sometimes. So this is a champion breakfast, and we want to be able to feed families, put money back into the community and the culture, but we also want to tackle homelessness because when you look at when you buy one of these products, you're giving back to make a difference, to tackle homelessness.
So, yeah, this is it. And by the way, Snoop cereal, the students at George Washington Carver School in Newark, New Jersey, will be eating Snoop cereal today?
Yes.
Are you going to go over there after this?
Yeah, so my thing is with them, we built a curriculum. So I'm going to show you guys, not just bigger than cereal. We're teaching kids their ABCs through hip-hop, numbers, history. We're making fun learning.
And you're holding up a children's book right now.
That's a children's book. It's an ABC, Captain Ace. This is our character, Captain Ace. He the Kobe Bryant of cereal in Doggy Land. So we creating characters. What I love about this character, I've been working with this guy, Olaf.
He's wearing number 8.
Number 8, representing Kobe Bryant. I've been working with Olaf for over 15 years. And now in the animation side of this, we're finally getting our just due to where this guy is incredible. He's talented. And we're able to create all these different products, and we're changing the game.
So as you broke out, and by the way, you're a father, too.
Yes.
How many kids?
9.
9 kids.
Yes.
A lot of them are athletes, taking advantage of the NIL.
Yes. Oh, my son just now, this week, he's probably one of the biggest NIL, cut one of the biggest NIL deals.
Tell me about
it. The day, my son, Hersey. And what I love about it, We're dealing with technology companies, all these different companies. So I want students to take advantage. And when I play basketball, I got $400 a month.
Yeah.
And the game has changed. These guys get millions of dollars now. So you almost like want to stay in school and get your education.
And now these kids can.
They can.
Their families from meager means. I got to go pro, even if I'm not ready.
Yes.
And now you with the name of your life.
Let me tell you something. I had a school offer my younger son. He's in 11th grade. He's one of the top basketball players in the country, Mercy Miller. They offered him $800,000 to go to high school. I'm like, no, we're staying in regular school. Because a lot of this stuff is being streamed and all these different brands are promoting these products. So they want to make money off of these kids and let these kids make money at the same time. I'm like, no, my kid is at Notre Dame High School. He want to finish out, keep getting better, keep studying. Because I told him education is the most important thing.
Right.
And so being in a good environment is so important for us, too.
And we last time we were talking, I had a chance to walk with, by the way, we're with Master P, Percy Miller. And he's kind enough to come in studio. And what you do is you're an example of somebody who came from a tough situation.
Yes.
And not only shined, managed to get a great education, took some huge chances, got this great business background, are sitting down with some of the most powerful people in the country, launching brands, but also reaching back.
Yes.
So there is a charitable element to every cereal, yes, every snack that I see with you on it, right?
Yes. Go to futurebosses.org. It's all about making a difference and give back. We're helping kids through early childhood education. We're tackling homelessness. We're also feeding the elderly. So when you buy one of our products, you're making a difference with us. So go to SnoopCereal.com or Brodusfoods.com and make a difference with us. Like, this is not about money for us. This is the journey. I mean, even if this is not successful like we want it to be, right, it's still a success for us. I feel like God has blessed us, given us opportunity.
But you're in the game.
Yeah, we open the doors.
So how exciting is it to launch a product? You don't know if it's going to work. You hope it does, but the adrenaline of being in the game.
Well, I love it. It's the passion, knowing that I grew up eating cereal all my life, and now I can do something that I love, that I grew up loving as a kid. So that's what this is about for me. And I'm going to stay on this journey. If I got to start over again, I'll start over again, because that's what it's about.
And obviously your kids have picked up that competitive instinct in you and the business acumen with you. So with 9 kids are out there, there's a lot of responsibility on a daily basis.
And I'm still learning as a father. I mean, you know, you have kids, so it's no blue book to fatherhood. I'm learning. You know, I'm learning. I got to listen to my kids sometimes. Sometimes I got to make them listen to me. But it's a lovely thing, knowing that you have a family and you want to get out and work for them. And it's the American way. You want to take care of your family.
Yeah, when we come back, Race in America, let's talk more about your products. Race in America today. Tim Scott was on The View on Monday and wanted to answer. As you know, he's running for president of the United States. It's a huge success story in his own right. And I had a chance to see his upbringing, too.
Yeah.
And it was pretty tough, like yours. So we'll talk about him, his point of view, and get yours. It's my privilege to have in studio Master P, a success in so many ways. Back in a moment, you're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro with an important announcement. America is being taken down. We are no longer a sovereign nation with borders, but a globalist landing spot with benefits for all who demand entry and then receive all the benefits of American citizens. And we don't even know who they are. Our borders are the entry point for fentanyl and the artery throughout our country, killing 100,000 Americans a year. Our economy, on the verge of recession. Our public schools no longer teach education, but are focused on indoctrination and transforming our children. In my new book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic, I present an indictment against the left. Get your copy today at judgejbook.com. This is a must-read if you care about our nation. No other book presents a case against those who are destroying our nation. Get your copy today at judgejbook.com. That's judgejbook.com.
Hey, we are back with me. You put the headset on. Okay. Pretend you're in the studio.
Okay.
We're here with Master P, rapper, entrepreneur. Brand new cereals are out with Snoop Dogg. He's got a great partnership there. So now everybody has brand new cereal to choose from. It's not the same old stuff.
Yeah.
So, Percy, I knew you were coming in. And on Monday, Tim Scott, African-American South Carolina senator, was on The View because they called him out and says he really doesn't have the experience. He's the exception, not the rule, of someone to come out of tough beginnings and emerge successful. And he wanted to come on The View and defend himself. Listen.
One of the things I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine.
So he went on to talk about what he did, you know, single-parent family. So what is your take on that?
I mean, I'm really not into politics, but my main thing is it's all about good people. I don't let people judge me. I'm going to think outside the box. Even everything that's going on, I mean, this is America, the land of opportunity. You just got to me, if they close a door, I'm going through the window. So I'm just thinking different. And to me, a minor setback for a major comeback. And so I understand what, you know, what he's saying. But to me, that's not applying for every kid that's out there. Like, to me, it's like it's opportunity. Let's figure out how to go get it. Let's educate ourselves. Let's be prepared. So we have to be more prepared now. There's a lot of technology, a lot of different things going on. So I feel like we can crawl through those cracks right now. Back in the days, we couldn't. So I feel like that made sense for me more because 20, 30 years ago. But now I feel like when you look at it, you know, we didn't have a black president before. So we're getting into some
black secretaries of state.
Yes.
Sitting senators.
So things are changing and evolving. This America, people are open. Like, we march together in the middle of the streets, whites, blacks, Asians, and Latinos. So it's just about good people now. And good people are going to change the world. That's what I love about America. Like, this is not a communist country. Like, we can speak our peace now, and we can get out here and make change, but we got to put the work in.
An 11-year-old kid comes up to Percy Miller and says, yes. Oh, man, I have no money in my house. No one's ever made it out of my house. You know, I don't really have good parents. My school.
I'm going to say stop right here.
What do you say?
I'm going to say stop right here. I live with my grandparents in a 3-bedroom project apartment with 16 people. I ate last. Let's stop making excuses. Look where I'm at, because I want to break those cycles. I want to change. So it start with you. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Let's start growing. Let's say, you know, I might not be where I want to be, and I'm still young, but once I get to that age, I can change this.
How do you get people to believe they can?
Look at my life. Look where I'm at right now. I have my own brands. I have my own companies. Even I feel so many times. So I want to tell people one thing about me. If you feel, stay down for a second longer. And think about what you're going to do when
you
get
fail,
up the next time.
If you
time.
Fail.
Yeah, every time you fall, sit down for just a second longer and think about when I get back up what I'm going to do. Because life is like a seesaw. It go up and down. Be prepared. I put my trust and faith in God. I don't put it in man. So my thing is, if you do the right thing going to come back to you.
Right.
So blessings will come to you. It might not be when you want it to happen, but it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. So if you keep the faith, you keep working hard. They cannot stop hard work. I don't care whether you're black, white, or you feel like somebody trying to stop you or hating on you. If you do the right thing, eventually you're going to crack that system. Look at what's going on in the world right now. But even us sitting down, being friends, being able to talk to each other like this, think about it. They ain't expect, I come from hip hop. How could, where you come from, we could sit down and have a real conversation.
Absolutely.
As men. It's not about a black or white thing. We all have different views. So we all have different upbringings, all that. So it's like, okay, how do we able to communicate and say, how can we grow from this to change and get to be better?
Well, people pointed out, hey, systemic racism is always going to make it harder for Percy Miller than Brian Kilmeade. What do you say about it?
You know what? That's your journey. I got my own journey. You're not going to stop me. Same thing they told me with these cereals. They're like, you and Snoop are not going to be able to get cereals into stores nationally. Brian, why are we in Walmart, Target, Amazon,
right,
Albertsons? I could go on and on and on because we stayed on the journey. We didn't get caught up by, oh, well, I can't do this because I'm not this color, I'm not that. No, I'm like, you know what? This is America, land of opportunity. Eventually somebody going to see and going to get a change of heart and say, you know what, it's time.
Right.
Let those people go do what they got to do. They doing the right thing. And that's all it's about. Like, we're trying to feed our families like any white person, any black person, any Asian person, any Latino person. Everybody's trying to feed their family. I mean, you're trying to send your kid to school the same way I'm trying to send my kid to school. It's no different.
Right.
Like, I don't see the color thing. I see good people.
I love to hear that because I'm watching, reading about Booker T. Washington doing this book about Teddy and Booker T.
Yes.
You know who's helping him out? Rockefeller.
Yes.
J.P. Morgan.
Yes.
The richest people in the country say, I want to help.
Yes.
And that was at a time with Jim Crow South and segregation, and you use that water fountain, and you get on this bus.
Well, but look, what I want people to know, we got to stop living in the past. We can't change the past, but we can change the future. With our actions, it start with having integrity. Look what we're doing right now. We're not pointing a finger at what happened back then. We're saying, okay, let's have some integrity as Americans, and let us do the right thing.
And we're coming up against the break, so tell us how to get these cereals. How do we order online if we can't get to Walmart?
Go to SnoopCereal.com or go to Amazon.com. You can pre-order right now. It'll be in stores June 24th. Everywhere, and it'll be in Walmart July 15th.
All right. I'm so glad to see you, Master P.
Yes, sir.
Percy Miller. See him all around, follow his career, and be inspired by it. You always inspire me. Thanks so much, Percy.
Thank you for having me.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. And in the first season, we'll look at women who played important roles in the Civil War. In episode 3, we'll be looking at two intriguing women of the war. First, Cuban-born Loretta Janetta Velazquez, who was sent to the United States for an education by her well-to-do Spanish family. We then move on to the legendary Harriet Tubman. We'll discuss her time as a nurse, soldier, and spy for the Union Army, and talk about the Cumbie River Raid, a turning point in the war. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts via Apple Podcasts, and Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.